I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. No band aspires to testify before the Supreme Court, but that's what happened to The Slants, the Asian American band from Portland who were blocked from trademarking their name because it was considered by a trademark examiner to be racially disparaging. After several years of legal proceedings, the case reached the Supreme Court in January and now awaits resolution. Meanwhile, The Slants are touring behind their new EP, The Band Who Must Not Be Named, and will appear in Eugene at the Black Forest on April 1st. With me is the band's bassist and founding member, Simon Tam. Thanks for your time today, Simon.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, there's been a tremendous amount of attention given to this case, and supposedly there's no such thing as bad publicity. To what degree has this case helped or hindered your ability to create music and reach an audience?
Well, I guess for us, it's helped in that it's helped highlight our anti-racism work and some of the social justice stuff that our band is involved in. But at the same time, it's kind of hurt in that it's taken a lot of energy and resources away from creating music, which is obviously, as a band, what we want to be doing the most. So I guess you could say it's a little bit of both.
And the music that we create inevitably does reflect the situation of our lives. So how have all the legal proceedings ended up impacting your songwriting?
Well, on our newest album, even the title of it, The Band Who Must Not Be Named, it's kind of a loving reference to our legal struggle and to the trademark office. On that particular release, we actually have a couple of songs where we talk about our personal experiences. For example, the song From the Heart is kind of an open letter to the trademark office and kind of sings a perspective about what it's like going through this to those who kind of support that position.
Sorry if we try too hard to take some power back for ours. The language of oppression will lose through education until the words can't hurt us again. Sorry if you take offense. Silence will not make amends. Your system's all wrong and it won't be long before the kids are singing our song. There's no
We also have another song called Fight Back, which kind of speaks to fighting against oppression and taking a stand for your principles, even when it feels like it's not always productive.
Don't let the words dissuade, don't let the text prevail, don't let the weakness of others infect your health.
Music from The Slants on KLCC from their new EP, The Band Who Must Not Be Named, a reference to their attempt to trademark their band name, a case currently before the U.S. Supreme Court after a trademark examiner ruled in 2010 that the name was racially disparaging. I'm with Simon Tam, bassist and founder of the band, who will perform at the Black Forest in Eugene on April 1st. Has that stand that you've taken shifted focus at all since the election in November?
No, because for us, fighting against racism is much bigger than any particular administration or president. But I think if anything else, it's given us more fuel, more fire, more passion. Earlier last year, we wrote a song in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, which of course was under President Obama's reign. And that movement that kind of sprang forward, which talked about injustice against communities of color. More recently, our focus has really been kind of looking at what's happening in terms of the White House and other entities targeting immigrants and communities of color who happen to be refugees. So on the performance side, we've been more involved with performing at rallies and that sort of thing.
Do you see the issues that are going around surrounding immigration being any different in the Asian and Asian American communities than in any of the other communities?
It's interesting because a lot of times when people talk about immigration, it's framed up against Mexico. It's framed up against people of Latino and Hispanic descent. And they don't realize that immigration policy, especially poor policy, actually affects people from all over the world, Asia included. For example, we house refugees from more than just Syria. We house refugees from Burma and from other countries who are struggling as well. So it's definitely an issue that hits close to home. I would say the other part of it that kind of adds a little bit more complexity is that the Asian American community has actually experienced what it was like to go through really bad policy. For example, there was the Chinese Exclusion Act in the 1800s, which prevented anyone of Chinese descent from immigrating here to the U.S. But of course, that kind of policy rolled into numerous other unconstitutional laws, like preventing people of Chinese descent to own property, preventing us from becoming U.S. citizens, and numerous other issues like that. And of course, in the 1940s, we had the incarceration camps. Again, a policy that was rooted in anti-immigration, policy that was rooted in fear of the unknown, where we actually had American citizens locked up into concentration camps, including here in Oregon, because people didn't understand other communities that they weren't kind of familiar with.
How do you think music can best address some of those issues?
I think music is a powerful tool because, like all other forms of art, it allows folks to approach an issue that could be incredibly complex through a very personal narrative. Art, just like comedy, can provide these rich layers of the human experience that kind of transcend political divides or identities. And that's why we're so passionate about our work and so passionate about things like reappropriation and, you know, why I'm such a big fan of comedy, because I think these things, kind of like irony, wit, satire, these are the kinds of things that could really neuter malice and kind of deter hate by coming at it from a familiar place for people.
It's very strange in the world, isn't it, how we're sometimes gifted or saddled with an opportunity to make a difference in a way that we might never have imagined. Is this that for you?
You know, I don't think anyone could ever imagine they would end up at the Supreme Court just because they named their band something. you know, especially something that was meant to inject cultural pride. It's been a surreal experience. I often tell people, like, you know, I've spent about a quarter of my life in court and through the legal system, and I've never committed a crime. So it's kind of odd. But at the same time, I'm really glad that this is happening, because I think it's more important than ever to be talking about how laws disproportionately impact certain racial identities, especially given the current climate of where politics and language are heading.
Simon Tam of The Slants, who will perform at the Black Forest in Eugene on Saturday, April 1st, on tour behind their new release, The Band Who Must Not Be Named. For more information, theslants.com. Also, keep tabs on supremecourt.gov. And for an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
Fight back rather than just sit back. Claw your way through the feedback. Don't get caught in bed, don't get caught in bed. Just react, heart and mind remain intact. Tooth and nail will not reject. Lead the pack, cause it's your time.